It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We get a lot of emails into the show to do the Awkward Tuesday phone call. And most of the time, it's people that have an issue with like their significant other or a friend. And they kind of want to talk it out and hash things out and figure out the problem.
Right.
But my favorite emails that we get are from listeners who just want to put somebody on blast on the radio and just expose them for being a fraud or something.
No.
And that's why Felicia is on the phone today for an Awkward Tuesday phone call, and I'm excited to hear this one. What's up, Felicia? How are you?
I'm good. I like how you put that.
Yeah, well, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear your phone call. Thank you for your email.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm listening to two evil people conspire to ruin someone else's life right now.
It's gonna be
what is wrong with you?
It's not evil. It's not evil, I promise. I'm trying to help a friend.
It's going to be great. Yeah, Felicia says she needs to help a friend of hers out. Tell everybody what you want to do today with your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay, well, one of my very best friends has been engaged, I guess it's a little over a year. This, guy named Craig, he's just awful, and I never say anything, I never complain, ever, because, you know, she likes him, and he's such a, I don't know if I can say it on the air, he's just a, he's, imagine, he's
You can
awful.
Call him a douchebag if you'd like to, is it that, you can hear you starting to form the D with your mouth, you can call him a douchebag, that's fine.
He's a douchebag.
There you go, all right.
That felt good, I bet.
Is it something specific that this guy has done in the past that makes you hate him, or is it just his overall being you can't stand?
Just the overall being. He's just one of those guys. He made all this money in tech, and he thinks because of that he can just laugh at other people, and he doesn't really ever look you in the eye, and he just, you know, he just thinks he's better because he made money.
Yeah.
Okay. And you haven't told your friend about this at all, the way you feel about him?
No, I mean, it's so bad. She's engaged to him now. We all think she's crazy, but we don't want to get in the way of her happiness. But we're worried anyway, because, like, what's going to happen down the line, and is she going to stay happy? And
hey, wait, so am I, like, guessing right here that you just want to call your friend who's engaged to a guy that you think is a douchebag and tell her that you don't like him?
No, I think I might have finally found a way to wake her up, but I don't want to call her. I want to call him. I want to call that douchebag, and I want it to be expose what he's really like. So with your help, hopefully we are going to finally wake her up.
Okay, so what's your plan?
Okay, so something happened recently, and I think I finally have the proof to convince her that he's a bad guy.
Okay, and what happened?
So I'm at the airport the other day. I was a short trip for business, and I'm like just going through a magazine, just waiting at the gate, and all of a sudden I see him. I see the bag, okay? And he's on another flight at the gate next to mine. He doesn't see me. So my first thought is, I'm just relieved because I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. He's just a pain. Yeah.
It's one of those times where you see somebody you know and you're like, how do I hide? Yeah, I don't want to talk to them. Don't look this way. Yeah.
She's so thankful she has a magazine to hide her face right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'm just praying he doesn't see me because I'm just not in the mood. But of course, if he does, I have to say hi. But,
right.
So I just start observing him because his back is to me. I'm safe. He doesn't know. So they make that announcement, you know, where they let people board early if they have kids or a disability.
Right.
Right?
The one they always do.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. And I see Craig struggle out of his chair all dramatically and start faking this horrible, phony, fake limp. Like unbelievable. And he limps quickly. I don't know how you can limp quickly, but he managed. He limps quickly in front of this person in a wheelchair.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Is that bad enough? He's faking a limp, but he cuts in front of someone in a wheelchair.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know which one is worse.
So wait, you...
It's kind of a genius move I never thought about before.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, yeah. No, it's funny to joke about, but not when you actually see someone doing it, someone your friend is going to marry, it's frightening.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand, like, that's a really crappy thing for somebody to do, and you got to be a pretty low person to do that. But you honestly want to break up your friend's engagement because he boarded a plane with...
No, but it's just one example of all the billions of horrible, douchey things he does all the time. And I think I finally caught him where I can reveal what he's like. And you have to, look, listen, you have to be a horrible person to fake a disability just to get on a plane first. I mean, that's just, there's no justification for that. No.
I agree.
That's pretty bad.
But don't you have any trust in your friend that maybe she actually sees who he really is?
No, actually, I don't think she realizes the kind of person she's with. She's blind to the fact of who he really is.
Okay,
and
so
I thought maybe I should tell my friend what I saw, but after I thought about it, I think it's actually better if I call Craig.
Okay, and why call him instead of her?
So if I can get him to admit on the air that he's a total douchebag, then everyone's going to hear it, including my friend, and maybe I can finally get her to understand what she's dealing with and break up with him.
Okay, so you just want to call this guy and out him for being evil and faking a disability to board the plane first in hopes that your friend will hear it.
Yeah, I'm just hoping if she hears him saying it, that she'll finally get the hint.
Okay.
Oh, I just think this is going to backfire. All you're going to end up doing is, like, totally embarrassing one of your best friends.
I kept my mouth shut for long enough. She needs to know. And prior to the wedding.
And it's not her that's going to be embarrassed. It's this guy that's going to be embarrassed. No. And that's going to be awesome. So we're going to play a song, come back, and let you do your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay, thanks.